Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
An airport in New Zealand has set a 3-minute time limit on goodbyes. Dunedin International Airport says it's introduced the rule in its drop-off zones to try to improve traffic flow.
Your time is up.
Yes.
Disembrace, please.
And they say if you want a longer goodbye, head to the car park instead.
Yeah, get a room. 3 minutes. That seems a bit excessive, doesn't it? Like, normally that would be about 30 seconds. Right, see you, okay, see you when you get back.
This could be like someone, have you ever seen anyone in the airport and you can tell that the person is emigrating and
right,
it's like,
know, yeah, it's
a, and you've said goodbye, but then it's there's something about when that person is about to go through security and it's like a... It's like another level of realisation.
You're getting emotional now, aren't you? Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. I don't know whether you saw this story recently there about James Maddison, the Spurs footballer. He made the headlines when he revealed that on away trips with his team, he makes sure to pack one essential item with him any time he travels, and that is his own pillow. Now, we know a few people that do exactly that, probably very close to this team. So his own pillow to make sure that he's, you know, he's able to sleep on his own pillow. And that could be for a number of reasons. Could be to do with kind of neck pain or just being in the right position or whatever. Maybe he doesn't like using pillows in hotels and things like that. Anyway, do you do anything like that? Does anybody else do anything like where there's one thing, maybe not necessarily a pillow, but something that you always bring with you and it's an essential that you must have with you on your travels to make the stay even more enjoyable? Let us know, please. It's always good to kind of dip into society and see how other people think. Is it just James Maddison or is it you as well? Our number here is 087-4100-102 for your thoughts, and we would love to hear from you as well. So your voice notes, always welcome here. Press the little microphone. If you make a hames of us the first time, you can delete that and do it again. And then you'll sound amazing. And we put it out on the radio and everything. 087-4100-102. Does anybody else do what James Maddison does and brings away some essential with them when they go away on trips, whether it's a holiday or a business trip or a team trip with your buddies? So what do you make sure you pack? 087-4100-102 is our number. Catherine, how are you?
Hi, Eno. My strange thing to bring on holidays is a potato peeler and a knife sharpener. Not quite so mad when I go on a lot of catering, self-catering holidays, but I'd be lost without them because they're never anything good in the houses you go to. So, that's me, Catherine from Cork. Bye.
Good on you, Catherine. I like the way you're thinking there. Because, you know, you go down and you say, this thing is no good. My one at home is much better than this. And it does it in half the time. So, good on you. Yasmina has something for us as well. Morning, Yasmina.
So, I used to travel a lot for work. And one of the things I used to always bring with me, because I could never sleep in a hotel room, especially with jet lag, I used to always bring a photo from home. And I used to bring something like a cushion cover or something, and it would just like have the scent at home, and for some reason I slept way better then. But yeah, it was just something I used to do a long time ago. Obviously don't get the chance to travel now that I've got kids, but little tip.
It'll come back, Yasmin, and you can bring the pictures of the kids with you the next time. There you go. What a good, because that's kind of tricking your brain in a way, isn't it? So that you're kind of saying, I'm home. Look, there's the photograph. And there's my cushion. My favourite cushion is over there as well. Good one, Yasmina. Aideen Butler, who's in Wexford, feeding... Hang on. Aideen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. What are you feeding?
Pet pigs.
Pet pigs?
Yes.
Can you have pet... I didn't know you could have pet pigs.
Yeah, you can, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How big do they grow?
Big enough. They're about 100 kg each.
Right. And when you say, are they in the house watching TV with you, sitting up on the sofa, that kind of thing like a dog would do?
I'd let them, but my husband wouldn't like
right,
that.
Okay. Boo, boo. Yeah. Have you got names for them?
Yeah, yeah. So they're Wilbur and Mildred.
Wilbur and Mildred. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're a happy little couple.
They are, yeah.
Like yourself
yeah.
and your husband.
Exactly.
Exactly, right. Very good. Okay, well, listen, best of luck with this now. That's fascinating. You should send us in a photograph. 087-4100-102. Wilbur and Mildred. Looking forward to seeing them. Okay, Aideen, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No problem to you. Right, I'm about to reveal what your topic is today. Best of luck, and you can get as much help as you want. You've only got 30 seconds. I'm about to reveal the topic, and I want to wish you the very best of luck. Okay. Aideen Butler in Wexford is having a go. That's what it's all about. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
Irish books adapted into movies.
Normal People, Brooklyn... oh my God.
Limerick, 1930s.
Oh, Angela's Ashes. The Butcher Boy.
Roddy.
Oh, The Commitment.
Yeah, you got thrilled. Very good. The Commitments. Okay. We also had The Snapper in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
That was the other one. And Cecilia Hearn's book, which was massive. P.S. I Love You. You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was great. It was a difficult. I thought it was an interesting topic, but difficult enough now. You did very well. But unfortunately, you didn't win the €1,000. But you're welcome back here anytime, Aideen, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Listen, don't forget the photograph, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Thanks a million. See ya.
Thank you.
It's amazing how, you know, live radio and you 1 minute you're talking about one thing, the next minute you're talking about pigs.
I mean,
people having pigs at home in their house.
You just don't know.
Aideen was on Waffle. There she is. She's got two of them.
Imagine.
She's going to send me a photograph. But Anne did send a photograph in already. So Anne obviously is doing this. And these are Cooney pigs.
Never heard of Cooney pigs in my life.
It's the same word twice, but it actually means fat and round.
Oh, so, right. I'm going to be taking that phrase Cooney, forward
and round. I was watching a video about it there. So Anne sent this in and says, here's my husband bringing our pet Cooney pigs for a walk.
How big are they?
They are, do you want one?
Well, I mean, I'm just interested. Are they like
they're about
dog?
The size of a dog, yeah, a but dog. Kind of like a Labrador sort of size.
So a larger yeah.
Larger style.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, very good.
I'd say they'd find it, they've shorter legs than a Labrador, so I'd say they'd find it hard to jump up on the couch.
Yeah, well, that's a plus for me, yeah.
I'm a Celebrity Rumours coming in. So what have you got for us, Shauna?
Yeah, so it's almost time for the new series of I'm a Celebrity. And the rumour mill has been in overdrive for the last couple of weeks. Speculation on potential campmates. And the names that have been thrown around are Ally McCoist and Tommy Fury, Tyrone from Carnation Street, as well as Colleen Rooney, who, if she went in, would be one of
I
the
thought
biggest
she
stars.
Had signed.
So it's not official,
it
but
not?
It looks like it is happening.
Right,
generally, the rumours are fairly reliable. And I'd say they've been trying to get her for years. But why has she agreed to do it now after all this time? Well, according to the papers this morning, she has finally signed up because she believes that finally she can trust Wayne. So after 22 years, multiple scandals, she thinks he has calmed down. She thinks she can go in safe in the knowledge that nothing will happen.
In other words, she can go away and leave him on his own.
Pretty much, yeah. So that's what she's, that's apparently what's
right.
the story this morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ally McCoist, he's also rumoured.
That's it,
said? Yeah.
Yes.
And did Theresa Keane, would she do it, would you say?
Who's Roy's wife?
Yeah,
oh,
she'd
God.
Be good. Imagine Colleen and Theresa
I
in there.
I would love to get behind the scenes of Roy Keane. Yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
And Angelina Jolie, a new romance bubbling at the moment.
Yes, so it looks like she has a new boyfriend. His name is Akala. He's a British rapper and they've been seeing each other for a year, apparently, but have been spotted together a couple of times over the last few weeks. Now, naturally, when you're Angelina
they're
Jolie...
Together. We've been spotted together.
I think it's a romance because they've been kind of been smuggled in and out of hotels together and stuff like that. So I think it's a bit
We've been smuggled in and out of hotels.
In the backs of vans and all kinds of things, yeah. No, I think it is a boyfriend type scenario.
What's his name? Etta?
Akala.
Akala,
and I actually just did a bit of research on him because I wasn't sure who he was.
Oh, well done.
Do you remember Miss Dynamite, a rapper in
Miss
the...
Miss Dynamite.
That's it, it's his sister.
Really?
There you go. Family tree.
There you
on
go.
Akala.
That's the wedding sorted, anyway.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love.
Today FM. Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions, wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.